did see, as we move over to the livestock side, Dennis, some cash sales earlier in the week, but it quickly dried up, and we sit in anticipation of seeing some more movement.
Yeah, we're trying to determine. It sounds like, I'm guessing it's like a 164 to 166 cash steer market, but you're right, we've not seen the high enough volume, good enough volume to really call it a market. Futures are trying to grab hold. Major debacle, I'll call it the toilet flush yesterday afternoon after the pit closed. The market went ahead and dropped about another 190 points again after the pit session closed. Then we recovered. Now we're trading near unchanged in a choppy fashion. I have to believe this market's going to get some solid footing here and show you some upside correction.
Is there any concern the retailers are just going to say, okay, enough's enough, we're not going to buy?
That will happen. The question is exactly at what price level. And the beef posted an all-time high yesterday, taking out the high from late last July. My sources are telling me, or I should say there is no indication at this moment that this beef is ready to tip over. So we could go higher for another, a week to 10 days, perhaps.
On the hogs, as expected, post-PEDV, we're seeing an increase in expansion again in the hogs. Is that causing for some market concerns?
Yeah, the market has had a rough week, and that production's been up, and the weights have been stubbornly heavy. USDA's been factoring in lighter hog weights right along, but so far by the middle of January, we've not seen any evidence of that yet. Large production looming ahead of us, but the other part of the good news is I'm hearing that Smithfield is looking to expand their Saturday kill effort for the rest of the month. That tells you that they are enjoying profitability, and they also have demand for the product.